Get ready.
Well, I hope you all took a podcast ice cream break.
You want me to?
Yeah, just podcast ice cream break.
Everybody gets a 5-minute break.
All right, cool. I'm on that.
All right, man. I'm going to keep recording, though.
It up while your feet are stumping and the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Entire time.
Yeah.
We took an ice.
You got a 30-minute lead in. This better be good.
Well, I can barely hear you, Dad.
Josh, I have a quick question.
What?
Do you know any other Joshes?
No.
Because for some reason, every Josh I know is like an idiot and like a retard. I'm just curious if there's like any other people that break the mold.
What is that noise?
That's a stupid friend doing that.
Yeah, you only want to do that when I tell you to. That's him dead. This is great.
Daft. We should like kick you or something.
Wait, am I hosting a call?
I think I am.
Oh, try kicking him.
He's gone. I warned him.
You put your foot down on that.
Yeah. All right, Josh. Oh my God, he's back.
Real.net.
Oh my God, was that Mason?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
Call everyone. Trying to advertise, even though his website is long gone.
Wait, how do you still have that file or whatever? Isn't it like dead? Tune Radio.
Someone sent it to me.
Oh.
Because I thought it was so funny. I probably convinced them, like, being like, "Wow, that was
go
amazing."
Go back to that. There was a picture in there that you had me make.
I had you made that?
Yeah.
Really? That one? No, you didn't
that
make
one.
That
you
one.
Made? No, I made that one for you.
Did? No,
yeah.
I think someone else. No,
nope, I made that for you.
Cool. That was an anime Boston. That's also a dude. And yeah, he's dressed as a girl. And then, wait,
you
did,
showed me that.
Did HG say gays are basically women, or is that Galaxy?
That was Galaxy.
Okay.
HG is gay.
What?
Well, he's bisexual. HG.
Are you talking about that anime Boston or Otacon picture where he dresses up as a girl like 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
They posted on TZ?
Or he's Mikuru from Harvey.
Oh, God. I think I remember that.
He's wearing like a maid suit and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Josh, did you get laid at Kineticon? My friend won, and he tried to score for ladies, but he failed.
I really can't hear you. I mean, we're hanging off.
You should be glad.
Can you hear me?
I can hear your snapping more than you're talking.
Gosh, did you get laid at Kineticon? Because I have a friend who went, tried to score, and he failed. So I'm hoping at least someone I knew pulled out.
Yeah, you're fat.
Daft is getting a huge hard-on from this podcast. Like, oh, it's so good!
What do you think all that capping has been? It's all just baffing.
Stop tapping!
Stop tapping! Stop the bot!
Okay, Josh, you should probably talk about Kineticon.
Yes, I'm sorry, my headset just completely died on me and then Skype was fucking up and all that shit.
What, just now or just now, 30
this
minutes
is the
ago?
The entire last 30 minutes.
Your punishment is death.
Shut up!
I have no idea how does this microphone sound?
Dude, I hear you just fine. Just
John,
go.
Like, you actually sound half decent compared to usual. Like, usually my...
We just kicked ass.
No, I'm just...
We
no.
tried it already, and it came I'm back.
Not, no, I'm not trying to insult you, Josh. I'm actually being honest. Like, your mic sounds terrible, but you're not getting mad right now.
It sounds better than yours, Daff, because, like, you keep fading in and out, and then you keep fapping over the mic.
Because I have to push this forward so you can fucking hear me, and then I can't read.
You should get a better microphone or a headset or something so you don't have to fall.
I have
an external mic, but I don't want to have to grab that shit. Dude, it's like all the way over there. That's like 5 feet away from me.
Dude, that's way too far. You almost got it.
Alright.
Alright, I'm going to count down.
Five.
3, 2... We're starting at 3, 2, 1, Josh.
Welcome to the Cybernaut special about Kineticon and fapping. Oh, good. It's gone.
That was gone.
Okay. So, I got there Friday morning about, like, 10 o'clock. It was a long line. Right off the bat, now, this was my first convention, so I knew there'd be a lot of... Yeah. there were a lot of cosplayers. I mean, obviously there's going to be a lot of cosplayers. I mean, like, okay. So basically, I'm just going to skip that part. There's a long line. Now, went through that. I think a lot of the cosplays, I'm going to mention the cosplays first, because I mean, there's a lot of really interesting ones. Like, there were a lot of, like, couple ones. Like, Joker and Harley, Korra and Mako, and Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Mermaid!
Were there brony couples?
There was, I think, one pony, but it was mostly like a sea of Homestuck. I mean, there were like way too many Homestuck.
Wait. So this whole convention, there was one pony or one brony out of the entire con that you saw?
Yes.
I think they're dying out.
Yeah, I think so. It's like, I mean, there was a lot more like Homestuck and Korra and let's see, what else was there? Well, I'm surprised though. I saw more cosplayers I saw more cosplayers for Bob's Burgers characters than My Little Pony.
I didn't think that show had any fans to cosplay.
I didn't either, but I saw two girls cosplaying as the sisters from Bob's Burgers.
Why would you cosplay as that? It's not even like, who gives a, nobody even watches that show.
I saw the first episode and I haven't seen it since.
Yeah,
I don't know if I will.
Yeah, same. I like Ishan Benjamin and all, but it wasn't very funny.
Josh, are you fat misties?
I can't hear you.
Are you fat misties?
He wants to know if there were any fat people cosplaying as Misty from Pokemon.
No, I think there was, like, one girl that was cosplaying as Misty.
Hey, what, CG was in here?
I didn't see him.
He was in the text chat. Man. Oh. We're missing out. Anyway, go on.
There was a lot of, like, I'm surprised there wasn't too many, like, Naruto cosplayers, because I was bracing myself for a whole bunch of Narutards, but there's far more, like, DBZ cosplayers. Like, there were a few Gokus and Vegetas and Bardocks, and there was, like, one Mr. Popo running around, and I'll get more to him when I'm discussing, like, the panels and stuff, but...
Was Mr. Popo blue?
What?
Was Mr. Popo blue?
No.
See, I thought Naruto cosplayers died out ages
ago.
Did.
I think they have, because there was
Thank God.
was like absolutely.
When I went to Anime Boston, there was like nothing but Naruto costumes.
Really? Well, maybe they all migrated to Boston.
I used to see them at San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, they probably just didn't want to take the trip down to Connecticut because Connecticut's pretty shitty.
Wow. You're even a snob among the New England states. I didn't know.
It's always the top tier.
See, I thought you guys were all supposed to hate people from the, like, beyond or below the Dixie line.
I just hate everyone.
Huh.
Especially you.
Oh, that's fair enough. Go on, Josh.
Alright. So, first two panels I went to were writing for different mediums and So You Want to Publish. There really wasn't much going on, like, the first half of Friday for panels. I'm looking at my schedule right now. I think the only... Yeah, there was, like, nothing else. There was a Minecraft panel that was earlier that day. And, oh, God, there was a My Little Pony panel.
Were there any creepers? You know, the things that go and then they blow up?
Oh, any creepers?
Yeah,
there was, like, a, like, I don't know what it... I think it was, like, some cardboard cutout that someone kept rolling around.
Dude, creepers are fetishes. Fetish eye? Is it fetish eye? Fetish?
Okay. Let's see.
I have to start an opinion, please. Fetishes or fetish eye? World.
What?
The first one.
The plural of fetishes. Okay, so now I'm gonna discuss the Team Four Star panels. Okay, so first they had two panels. It was one that was in the early evening, and there was another one late at night. It was the 18 plus panel. The early one was kind of interesting. It was like, well, it was basically a Q&A, and had, like, this ghost Nappa puppet, and they kept bringing up the Popo cosplayer on stage, and kept interacting with him. And, let's see, what did they... Oh, okay, well, yeah, it wasn't really... I mean, the real interesting thing was the 18-plus panel, where they... There was a point in the panel where they were like side door. Well, there's the side door entrances, and one of the doors like popped open slightly, and someone popped their head in, and I didn't recognize it at first, but it was actually Doug Walker, the Nostalgia Critic. He popped in, and
so he just showed up and like looked in there and then like ran off.
No. I mean, at first I thought he was just gonna like do that, but. They actually brought him in and brought him as part of the panel, and well, like as an unannounced guest. And they all there was him, there was Takahata, Lanny Couture, and there was like one other guy. I think he does the Helsing Abridged stuff. He does the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Abridged. They all did a reading of 50 Shades of Grey in various voices.
Yeah. Oh, I sadly know what that book is about.
Did anyone mention the Spoonie stuff or no?
Not at this one. They mentioned it at the Saturday Q&A. I'll get to that.
oh, sorry.
Bless you.
But, yeah... Sorry, I'm really unorganized at the moment. Let's see. But yeah, they were doing questions. And, basically, their plans for DBZ Abridged, I don't know if either of you follow it.
No.
Okay. But basically, they are going to do the Garlic Jr. saga. And they're planning on doing the driving episode. And, like, they one of the guys, like, they did samples of their Cell and Hercule voices, because they're about to start doing the Cell Saga and stuff. Yeah, that was Saturday. I mean, no, Friday. That was Friday. What else is... So Saturday, I was going to go to the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure panel, but that, I don't know, I showed up there and, like, no one else was there, so I think it was canceled, and I'm not sure. Then they started, I went to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles panel. It wasn't really that interesting. Like, they basically, it's just someone, I think she might have been from the Technodrome forums, but, like, I think I recognized her. She basically just went over, like, a history of the Turtles from, like, the Mirage comics to the Nickelodeon cartoon, but it's like, she kept admitting stuff, like, she didn't mention the second volume of the comic, and she didn't mention stuff about the fourth volume, and
she didn't mention
Fast Forward or Back to the Sewers.
Did she talk about the next mutation?
Oh, yeah, she actually did.
Really? What did she think of it?
I think she said something like she understood why they did some of the stuff they did, but she didn't understand why they had Venus in it, because she had been a fan of the Ninja Turtles since, like, the 80s, and then it was like they put Venus in because they wanted to appeal to girls, and she's like, well, I've been interested in it for, like, 10 years before this came along.
Well, isn't it coming out on DVD soon?
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone actually buys it.
I
it's kind of weird that stuff like that is making a comeback. Like, isn't Sonic Underground on Disney XD now?
Yeah. Actually, speaking of DVDs, I found out earlier today that Digimon first season's been...
Digital Monsters, Digimon Are the Champions?
Yes, it's going to be on DVD.
Digimon!
From who?
Digital Monsters!
I don't remember who it was, but it was like some company I've never heard of.
Oh, didn't Shout release the Power Ranger sets?
Yes, Shout's doing the Power Rangers stuff. But this is like some other
company. Digimon Are the Champions?
What?
Wait. Isn't this the same company who, like, released those Galaxy Express 999 TV series on DVD? It's like a company I've never heard of. And they're now getting around...
I don't think it's that company either, because... I don't think it was them. This release is going to be only dub only, I think. So even if it's them, there's not going to be any of that PDF file shit going on. Let's see, what did I...
Heads up, I'm inviting Jeff.
Okay.
If I can.
So, some big thing I didn't mention with the Friday stuff, I did get in line on Friday to get to have my Darkwing Duck DVD set signed by Jim Cummings. He's at the con. I didn't get it Friday, but after the Ninja Turtles panel, I went into line for... Well, it was like the line was right there, so I went in and got my copy signed by Jim Cummings. Pretty awesome. Like, this is the first time I've ever met, like, a voice actor. For any... So he did his start... Like, he was doing his Darkwing Duck voice. It was like, I realized when I was at the Ninja Turtles panel, I wish I'd brought, like, a copy of one of my Ninja Turtle DVDs, because he did the voice of Leatherhead. I guarantee.
Digimon cards.
What?
Steve's here?
Digimon cards to the panel instead.
That's surprising to me. Steve, how you been?
Digital monster.
Been better. But glad to be here.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Josh is just talking about Kineticon, so we're just kind of chilling back and listening to that.
Alright, Josh, go on, bruh.
Alright, so...
As
I was saying, I got my copy of Darkwing Duck Volume 1 signed by Jim Cummings. See, after that, I went over to the... There's a dealer's room at the convention. It's like... I don't know, most of the stuff they had, like... I don't know, I'm not really in, like, a... Like, anime, manga mood lately, so it's like there's rows and rows of manga and volumes of DVDs, and it's like, I didn't want any of it, but there was like an entire table set up of like figure arts and like various Sentai and Kamen Rider stuff, and so I bought some of that.
Those dealer groups sell like, it's usually a fucking ripoff.
Yeah.
The only thing, like, usually that's worth buying is imported shit, because you won't be able to get it really otherwise anymore.
Yeah, well, pretty much all the stuff that was at this one table that I buy from was all imported stuff, so that's pretty cool.
I don't know, dealer's rooms are kind of, I was just going to say, they're kind of finicky. Like, yeah, you can get some stuff there that you really can't find anywhere else online, but... Then again, you know, you may get a good deal on something, or you might get something at internet price. It all kind of really depends. But if you know what you're looking for, and you know that if you get a good deal at a convention, just pick it up.
Mm. my philosophy when it comes to dealers' rooms and shit like that is, it's like gotta go see what they have to offer. Do they got the same mobile suits that I saw at another con? Well, yes, they do. Do I want to go buy those model kits? I don't know. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. How high am I?
the only kits that are worth anything are the ones that are from 0083.
Well, I mean...
Really? Those are worth money?
Hey, Steve.
I think he might just mean that.
They are to me.
They're the best.
They are.
I mean, like, I love those kits too, but... I think some...
Pirate.
Someone's trying to say something. It sounds like a little gremlin is talking.
So, anyways.
Hey, Josh, actually, I apologize if you've already said this, but what did you cosplay as?
You cosplayed as Steve. In a Digimon costume. That was actually
a... shut your friend up.
Digital monster.
Why would anybody just say I'm a go cosplay?
The closest thing I did to cosplaying is I wore my Doctor Who shirt on Saturday.
Were you cosplay or did you run out of time?
What?
Were you planning a cosplay and you ran out of time, or did you just not cosplay?
I might have cosplayed, but like I didn't really have, like, the time or resources to get any stuff done, so I didn't... Well, I didn't really think it was a good idea anyways, because it was, like, 90-degree heat and all those...
Yeah, it's...
a bunch of fat, sweaty nerds.
Everybody would be judging you.
Judgment.
I mean, like, there were some cosplays there that I could not imagine myself... Like, I could not imagine how those people must have been, like, in that heat, because there's, like, this one guy that was, like, in this Parappa the Rapper costume. It's, like, he had this huge head, and it was all this fur costume, and it was, like, horrible. I can't imagine how any furries must feel, like, in
Digimon?
That...
Can I ask a question? What? May I interject? Did he have a machine gun, and was he riding... a hammerhead shark?
No. And no.
Those cosplayers are dedicated.
Indeed.
The elements do not get to them.
Mm.
Yeah,
going back to Digimon, I do remember there was
Digimon?
Someone...
Digimon?
There was someone walking around in a Renamon.
What is this gremlin talking... over this guy talking about this good con experience.
I don't know. He got kicked for now. See, they're back. You can't get rid of them.
Looking up real Digimon now because he cut
Digimon. Pokemon. that.
All right, Josh, get on with your good story. I want to hear more about this.
All right. I totally want to hear this.
Hold on. All right, so as I was leaving the dealer's room to go back upstairs, like, as I'm literally, as I'm walking towards the escalator, right to, well, over to my left, I see out of the corner of my eye, Doug Walker, like, just passing right next to me.
Yeah, you got your spaghetti everywhere.
So did you and Doug have a conversation? You're like, "Hey, nice to meet you, Mr. Walker."
I wish, but it was like I didn't realize it was him until he was already off.
Was there like a lot of people that like just, "Oh my God, Doug Walker!" Whoom.
Yeah, it was like as I turn around to look at him, I see everyone's just turning their heads slowly, like, "Oh my God, is that him?" It's kind of weird. Let's see, what did I do? Now there's a lot of time to fill in the middle of the day, so I went to like this hypnotist panel called, it is like Art the Hypnotist.
What?
Yeah, his name is Art, and he's a hypnotist, so Art the Hypnotist.
That actually sounds pretty awesome. Puzzlemon, the mutant Digimon whose name is derived from the onomatopoeia for
swell. Oh my gosh.
No. Oh, I mean, like, how are the panels in general at this con?
In what way?
It's like, were they more towards the, "Oh, we gotta make up some content. Hey, random guy off the street, do you want to do something?" Or were they like, more, I'm going to present my college dissertation over the vision of violence in Gundam or something like that?
Well, it was both, really. I mean, the Team 4 star panels and that guy with the glasses were both, like, open discussion. There's a lot of others that were like structures.
Champion.
All right. Okay. Good. He's gone.
He's gone for good now.
What?
Let's hope he stays that way.
He's gone for good now because I kicked him out of the text chat too.
Well, what did he do?
He's been trying to troll Josh since the call started.
Yeah, him and his friend.
Oh, so basically the usual.
Yeah,
pretty much. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, no love lost there.
So, the big thing I wanted to talk about for this thing.
Yes.
That guy with the glasses, Q&A. All right. Now, the story starts off like, as basically... Okay, I'm hearing an echo. So I was basically watching the line for Jim Cummings thing. Well, like, he did another signing on set, like, later that day. It's like, I was sitting there, had like an hour and a half to kill, so did off other things. I came back about half an hour before the Q&A started, and there was a huge ass, like, there was a fucking crowd, about, like, 1,000 people up on this, like, small area, and it was like, I started trying to walk towards the thing. It was like, they were like pushing people back, and they're like, "No, you can't get in here. Your people are causing a fire hazard. We're gonna have to shut down the Q&A if you keep at this." So they're pushing people back. They're pushing people back, and they're crowding everyone. So we're an even bigger fire hazard than we were if we were like farther in. It's like, so we're all just waiting around. I was waiting off in the side area. One of the workers there were like, "Okay, we're going to form this single file line. We're going to form this single file line over here." And it was like right where I was. So I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm going to be one of the first people in line." And as about like 7 or 8 of us are forming the single file line, over to our right, this crowd of about 100 people just go stampeding in. Like, they just go flooding in. And that those of us who are in line are like, oh shit, we gotta get in there. So we're running in there. It was like, we're all crowded into this hallway because they won't let us in. So they start filing us in. And it's like the line basically roped around the entire hallway. It was like they kept moving the line along, so we were like they were putting people into the room there. So as I get closer to the beginning of the line, they're like, I can see in the room there's like no seats in there, so I'm like, okay, I'm not getting in this thing. I'm not getting in this thing. So then they're like, okay, we got about 7 seats left. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 4 is me, 5, 6, 7. Okay, you people go in. Okay, so they lead us in, and the only seats that were available were these 7 seats that were on stage.
Oh, shit.
Yes, so I was actually... Yes, I was actually on stage for that guy with the glasses Q&A. It's pretty
cool. I don't know who that guy with the glasses is. Who is he?
Doug Walker, the Nostalgia Critic.
I don't know any about that. I'm not... I have been displaced from the internet and nerd culture. I'm looking this shit up. Alright. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. Is this guy worth my time?
I don't know. No. Andy knows about him, and Andy was just like, nah.
I think Andy hates him.
Yeah. I would say
go on, Josh.
Sorry.
It was really cool, and I've been looking up, like, trying to find if someone's recorded this panel, like, because I just want to, like, show everyone, like, hey, I was up on stage. I didn't ask him any questions, but, like, someone did ask about Spoonie, and he was like, he was basically like, I wasn't part of that, and it wasn't really that he was fired, it was a parting of the ways, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because that happened, like, when he was on a honeymoon or something. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And he did record some of the crowd reactions for, like, a future video. So, let's see. Okay, yeah, after I left that, and I was, like, and the way that I left, I was kind of, like, I was following, like, basically, not on purpose, but, like, I was following Doug, like, as he was walking out. Let's see. So, from there, I went over to When Gundam Goes Bad. There was this Gundam panel that was, like, immediately after that in another room. It was basically, like, this person that was going over, like, all the Universal Century shows and pointing out all the ridiculous stuff about it. Like, he pointed out about Quest, like, fucking up Char's counterattack. And,
it was, like... So, essentially, like, just, like, an angry guy from M?
not exactly, but he was, like... Well, I mean, I don't know. He was, like... He didn't really explain, like, War in the Pocket very well. Like, he was kind of like, okay, so there's this kid, and he meets up with a Zeon soldier, and then the Zeon soldier leaves this message, and that's all he said about it. It was like,
so stupid. So sad. Wait,
when are you going to get to the part where you stood up and told this guy off and said, we did a much better review than what your bullcrap you're talking about now. You should check out our podcast.
I'm waiting for you to check out Anime Guru.
No, shut up, Jeff. That does not. Wait, weren't you on that episode? Because if you were, okay, that counts. Maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, did you tell him off?
No, I wish. But...
Oh.
Josh, you only got one chance a year to tell these idiots off, because we know what we're talking about. Not those people from Gundam, not people from M, us.
AG.
And AG.
The Cybernauts.
That's what I meant by us. Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, this guy was like, okay, well, I've never seen F-91 or...
Fuck that guy!
...or G-Savior, so I don't know about
those. Oh my gosh. Yeah, well,
but I still think myself as a Gundam expert.
And he's on the Gundam panel.
Yeah. G-Savior is fucking important.
It is a very important film.
Yeah, I could say Gundam Failure.
I mean, I guess you could say, oh, it's late UC, and late UC doesn't really seem to have much to do with early UC, which is the UC that everyone remembers, and the UC that everyone talks about, and there might be some, like, hilarious continuity stuff that doesn't really make sense in context of what we've been given and what we expect of Gundam, but, I mean, I doubt that he had anything that eloquent to say about, like, dismissing those shows.
Well, I take it this guy has never seen Victory Gundam, which that's just...
That's exactly what he said, he's never seen Victory.
I wish I was there, because I would have totally told this guy. I would have just walked up on stage and pushed him aside and said, I'm taking over this panel, watch me. That's probably something I would have to do.
What bothered me most was he said that he's never seen F-91 Victory because he's... heard bad things about them, so he never bothered to check them out.
But he probably watches, he's probably in love and jacks off the seed and see Destiny every night. I bet.
How can you call yourself a Gundam expert if you don't watch the shows?
Thank you, Steve.
I mean, that's the thing that's always chafed my ass.
That's supposed to chafe your ass. Everyone's ass. You say you're an expert on something, but you don't keep up with, like, 95% of it. You haven't seen all of it. Until you see just about everything, then call yourself an expert. Like, I haven't seen all of Gundam yet, but I've seen 80% of it. So I guess I'm an expert. I'm not Mark Simmons quality, but...
We still haven't seen Turn-A and X, We can't be experts.
I haven't seen the rest of X, and I haven't seen Turn-A.
Well, I mean, that's alternate universe. If you just want to stick to your degree plan,
Universal Century Certificate Program.
Yeah.
For your PhD. UC PhD.
Turn-A's to me, at least.
Your master's doctorate.
It's really an associate, so...
Well, I mean, I'm still working on my bachelor's in UC, so... Like, I haven't seen that much late UC, but
I consider getting your bachelor's, like, if you count in some AC stuff, but you finished pretty much most, if not all, of UC. I consider that the bachelor's program, and your master's is, you've seen everything.
Well, it's not a complete bachelor's unless you have a spread of Nina Purpleton in your wall locker.
No, you don't need that at all.
Maybe that's how it was back in your day, Steve, but I don't know how it is.
I don't know what scam you got into, but I mean, you should get your money back. I mean, I'm still on, like, I'm just like a sophomore in terms of Gundam, but I mean, I'm more smarter than these guys, these nubs.
Sophomore, what, in high school or
smarter?
College, duh.
we shouldn't interrupt Josh. We should let him go ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to say that I just remembered another thing about this guy. He said that he thought that 08th MS team sucked, but he thought that 0083 was amazing.
Wow.
Okay. I respect the man's view as far as 83 is concerned, but MS team was awesome. It was fun. It was fun. I can't really see him going off. Well, it was just bad and awful, and yada yada yada. I mean, how can you really say that? I mean, it may be his opinion, but
I like them both equally. But I will admit, that 8th MS team is a better show than 0083, even though I love them both equally.
I'll say for me, I liked 83 itself. Just because of the interaction that was going on with the whole plot line myself. How they had sub-stories within sub-stories. 83 was great because it had a lot of comical value to it.
I mean, I won't exactly defend, like, 83, but...
Well, it's not defending. I mean, honestly, I mean, you can't really say that, you know, one's better than the other.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Like, given, like, 8th MS Team and 0083, I mean, like, 8th MS Team just kind of, like, I think gets kind of lame in the last half, but that's because they changed directors. So, like, everything that I loved about the first half just went away. But 0083 was just, like, for me, but I wouldn't, like, I mean, I will go out and say that it's bad, but it's still Gundam. It's still UC, so...
It's Gundam! Like,
there are things that I can say that are good about it, and there are things that I can enjoy out of it.
So, well, yeah, I mean, that's like, you know, going ahead and saying, well, you know, comparing Macross with Robotech and saying, oh, well, Macross sucked.
Something like that.
What?
I mean, I don't know if that's an apt thing, but I think I'd rather hear Josh go on with his cool stories.
Yes, come on, Josh, let's go with the cool stories.
All right, so... Okay, so this panel concluded with this guy basically jacking off to a trailer for Unicorn.
Oh, well, I mean...
Unicorn!
Unicorn?
No, just a trailer for, like, Unicorn 1. It was, like, one of
the... Who cares about that?
That's worth, like, that's worth masturbating to.
He was like, okay, well, the UC era is done, but, oh, what's this? Oh! yes, that's exactly what he's.
I need a towel.
Wow, yeah, doesn't sound as bad anymore. It sounds pretty.
You guys need like a moment or something for like a cigarette or something.
A little bit.
You know, maybe a little bit. You know, maybe a little bit of, you know, a hug with each other. You know, hold me, please.
I got to shower off.
No. Oh man,
go on, Josh.
Yeah,
yes, Josh.
So let's see, the last panel the last panel I really was at was this one that was called Haters Gonna Hate. It's basically these guys from some like website that were trying to like, basically the whole point of the panel is to get the audience like as pissed off as possible. Like, they were trying to make arguments like Billy Hatcher is better than Earthbound. Like, I think there was, it was like, Star Fox Adventure is better than Paper Mario or something. I don't know. Oh, wait, no. Maybe.
Were they serious, or are they just trying to piss you off?
What?
Were they being serious, or were they just trolling?
I don't think they were really being serious about some of those, but... It was like, they were saying about how Super Mario RPG sucked, and there was this guy right behind me in this, like, Mario cosplay, and he stood up, raised the middle finger, and was like, fuck you!
That's pretty funny, actually.
Oh, that's worth it.
Yeah.
I know a friend of mine, like, when he went to Animazement to sell stuff, he had an idea to, like, have, like, he wanted to do a panel about, like, you know, Super NES RPGs, but he's like, I'm not sure what kind of theme. I said, you can probably do one of those your favorite JRPG sucks panels, and he goes, okay, I got a good one. I can rant on Earthbound for a while. And I'm just like, well, if you're going to do that, make sure it's on a Sunday so you can pack your stuff up before people storm your booth in the dealer's room. Because he's like, I got a lot to say about Earthbound and why it's so popular for some ungodly reason. Because he does not like that game. But go on.
It is kind of overrated. I mean,
there was another point in this panel. It was like they were gonna give away this brand new like laptop, like it was sealed and everything, and so they're like, okay, so we're gonna give this thing away. Now, trivia question: what's my favorite Sega Dreamcast game? You guys want to guess what it was?
Phantasy Star Online.
No.
Shenmue.
No.
Choo Choo Rocket.
No.
Record of Lotus War.
No.
Mark of the Wolves.
I don't even remember what it was, but it was like some really
Cyber Cop.
It's like some really obscure game.
Spike! JoJo's Bizarre Adventure!
What?
Berserk!
Toe Jam and Earl?
That's for Genesis.
No. Though one guy on the stage did try to do his best to do an Earl cosplay.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. But yeah. So it's like some really obscure game. So they bring up the Mario cosplayer, and they're like, "Okay, here's the laptop. Here's a guy." Well, they pulled up some guy from the audience. Like, okay, we're going to give this guy the laptop. If you can guess this other trivia question, what was the beta test name for Fable? It was like, and the Mario cosplayer didn't know anything about Fable. So he obviously didn't get it right, but it was like, okay, you didn't get that right. Okay, so again, here's the laptop, here's the person. Now, here's a hammer. Now, we're going to have you smash the laptop in front of this guy.
What?
Take out all your years of abuse from the princess out on this laptop. It's like, and I didn't even see it because, like, everyone in the crowd stood up. All I could hear was, like, loud smashing. It was horrifying. I don't know.
Was there, like, screams of agony and pain that a laptop was broken?
Possibly, maybe? I think one person was, like, in horror about it.
I'll tell you what, there would have been one less Paper Mario in the world.
I bet you there's a bunch of copies of paper, like Paper Mario or Super Mario RPG in that laptop box. That would have been pretty funny.
No, I mean, it was the actual laptop. It was,
oh.
They took it out of the box. And yeah.
That sounds really dumb.
Yeah, it was kind of dumb.
Wow, oh, yeah, that kind of sucks.
I'm sorry. I would like. You want me to go ahead and hit this with this hammer? Boom, right in the forehead. Take the laptop and just run out the door.
You freaking jack that shit.
Yeah.
Liberation! Liberation!
There was one point in this panel when, like, the doors that everyone walked through, like, slammed open, and this crowd of people in these Aquabat costumes came in and was like, "Fuck you, you asshats!" And they all ran out.
I didn't realize that's how Aquabats fans acted at conventions. That makes me sad. Do what, Steve?
The real Aquabats were at Comic-Con.
That's no surprise. That whole band lives in California.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so
back to the panel.
Basically, after that, I basically just wandered around with people. Like, I honestly did not know how to get back to the hotel room. So,
you're just that much in shock?
Well, no. I mean, like, I honestly did. I walked like a couple of times back and forth, but I didn't really know how to get there exactly. So I just tagged around back and forth with people that I knew were in the hotel room. Uh-huh. So yeah, I basically from that point I followed some people that I knew that were at that panel. Followed them to this panel. It was like a steampunk's guide to sex. Like they showed off some like they showed off some 1920s dildo.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Well, I'd hate to see the size of the battery for that thing.
It was like loud as fuck.
I thought it'd be like steam powered or something.
It wasn't made by Tesla, was it?
Yeah, it had a Tesla coil.
Oh my word! Really? That was shocking.
What? Basically after that, the only other thing I went to was, there's this super art fight. It was like this, like, contest of people drawing on whiteboards and shit. It's kind of interesting, but I walked in like the last 10 minutes. So yeah, that was Connecticut.
Hey Josh, did you see that Ghost closed his Twitter account?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he posted like 5 final tweets or something. And then he says Capitalist Radio is done for good and he's removing the episodes from the archive.
What? Why?
Wow.
Because he says it's over forever and real life is better than the internet.
Wait, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not catching all this. Who said what to where?
Well, it was some radio host that Josh and I used to listen to, but he's quit.
Who is it?
Damn.
Ghost Politics?
Yeah, Ghost.
That's stupid. Huh. I mean, I thought he was going to leave those episodes up because, like he thought that they were really good advice and stuff.
He thought they were sparking synapses throughout the world.
Yes, like he thought that would be, like, his internet legacy or something, and then now he's
some people just don't want it after a while. Some people just, you know, they go so far, and it gets to a point where it's like, you know what, I'm done.
Don't worry, somebody downloaded all of them first.
Did they download,
and that'll come in the form of a torrent.
Yeah, but they'll be up.
Did they download, like, all the, like, true conservative? Because I know someone downloaded. Okay, good.
I think so, anyway.
Well, I've got some. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you see John C. John, the voice of Duke Nukem at Kineticon?
Oh, no, but I did hear that, the guys from Team Four Star popped into his panel. They had him read in his Duke Nukem voice some, like, he read, like, a chapter from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my gosh! I hope someone has that recorded. I want to hear that.
Yes, someone does actually have it on YouTube. I'll find it.
Yes, please link that.
That has got to be hilarious.
I'm sure he added like 5 Hail to the King babies in that. Oh. But I guess that's it for Kineticon, I suppose.
Yeah. It's pretty, I mean, for me it was pretty cool because it was my first convention and stuff. Well one cosplay I should mention, I was kind of amused seeing it. There were a lot of people cosplaying as Quattro.
That's cool.
Wait. Gundam Wing?
No.
Quattro Pagina, you know?
Oh, okay.
Quattro Vagina.
I was thinking Catra.
No.
Okay.
I didn't see any, like, Shard cosplays, but I saw a lot of Quattro. It was kind of interesting.
That's kind of the easiest one to do.
Because,
you know, I mean, like, you just wear 80s sunglasses and grow your hair out, and, you know, if it's blonde, it works. And you just wear, like, a pop collar red shirt and make it AU colored. I mean, it's really, I can't see too much difficulty making.
Sure. This wow.
So, yeah.
We done?
I think so.
Alright, should I stop recording?
Alright.
Or do you have, like, closing remark or whatever?
It's a pretty good convention overall. It's my first convention and I might go next year. Yeah.
Dude, if that Gundam guy is there next year, you have my personal consent to bust his ass.
Yes, you do.
You've got all of our consents. Me and Jeff, we have your back.
We'll give you mad internet cred.
You will be famous for standing up for your Gundam rights against this poser.
Yes.
So what else did we talk about? What did we talk about last week, guys? What was on the agenda? What did I miss while I was, like, out?
Pretty much an F91. And we did another recording. It was more like we had Daft on talk about stuff. I haven't even begun editing that.
Do we just, like, do random specials where Daft rambles about stuff?
It's pretty much like Daft is like, hey, John, I'm in the mood to record something. And then John's like, all right. And then we all kind of just show up and talk for an hour or so. Like, I finally posted up that two-hour-long recording that was recorded, like, early June. It was, like, pretty much when Toonami aired, and, like, and then John and Daft pretty much had the rest of the half of it, or the most of it. And I just, like, I posted up, I was just like, look, I didn't really feel like listening to all this, so I'm just going to post it up as is. So, I'm like, I'm not in the mood to edit all this.
Dang. Well, let me see here. Well, I know this coming week, or in the next week and a half, here locally we're had the experimental research team for Ghostbusters out in the Utah area. We're having what they call a proton party, which basically means, you know, there's going to be and it's open to all the Ghostbuster fans. But you bring your stuff in, and we discuss projects, actually work on props and such, and discuss probabilities of, you know, hey, why don't we build this? You know, we bring in electronics, things like that. We did solder guns, hot glue, schematics, chalkboards, tablets.
And this is just for Ghostbuster stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There's actually like a Ghostbusters clan or club that's around South Carolina. I think they basically are in Columbia, or it's a statewide group. But
yeah, they're actually they actually know our cousins from the Colorado. From the Colorado Ghostbusters fan club and ours as well.
Is this like a CFO kind of thing, but for Ghostbusters fans?
Kind of, yeah. In fact, at the end of the week, we're supposed to go ahead. The Tower Theater out here got a hold of one solid, you know, no repairs or anything like that, 35mm Ghostbuster reel that they're going to show as part of the 35mm summer film festival. And they actually called on us to go ahead and provide promotional, you know, promotional stuff, security. We get free, you know, we get free access to the film festival.
Nice. I know the South Carolina chapter is going to be at Round Con in a couple weeks, and which I've got an anime panel set up for that, so. Which cool. Is. I'm pretty much doing the same panel that I had at Animazement last year, but I just added some more stuff. And I like what I'll. And I'm also going to be doing, like, a giveaway kind of thing. I've got stuff in my room that I'm not. There's no need for me to hold on to it. And I'll see about giving that away as a prize for, like, a trivia question or something. But then I like to ask everyone, like, hey, if you like this, do you want me to show up at BonsaiCon in a couple months? So if I can get positive remarks out of that, I'll definitely go to BonsaiCon, but I'm going to have it as an 18-plus panel, because I really want to show more stuff.
Oh, my word. Do I even really want to know what this giveaway is going to be? Don't give it away.
I'll tell you that half of it is probably going to be Kawajiri-based in some way.
Oh, my word.
That gives you a good idea.
Yeah, I can already imagine. Mission complete.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Cybernauts Cast. Do you want more of what we got? If so, check us out over at our website at cybernautscast.wordpress.com. If you wish to leave us an email on, well, anything, then shoot one over at cybernautscast@gmail.com. Check us out on iTunes and leave a review, why don't you? We'll see you next week. Same Cybernauts time, same Cybernauts channel.
Off the bed. Stand over here. He points to the side of the bed and I scramble up and off in double time. He stares intently down at me, his eyes glittering with promise. Trust me? He asks. I nod. He holds out his hand and in his palm Her two shiny silver balls winked with a thick black thread. These are new, he says emphatically. I look questioningly. What questioningly?
We didn't say it was good grammar.
Questioningly. I look questioningly up at him. I'm going to put these inside you. Then I'm going to spank you, not for punishment, but for your pleasure and mine. He pauses, gauging my wide-eyed reaction. Inside me, I gasp, and all the muscles deep in my belly clench. My inner goddess is doing the dance of the seven veils. Then we'll fuck. And if you're still awake, I'll impart some information about my formative years. Agreed?